Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on January 7 regarding Mark, M-A-R-K, Eustace, E-U-S-T-I-C-E. As per the records provided, Mark Eustace was issued a medical excuse note on 7/22/21 through 7/25/21 at immediate care. Period. He was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Chern, C-H-E-R-N, on 7/26/21, complaining of right knee pain. Period. He localized it over the medial aspect of the knee. Period. He stated he initially injured the knee at work on 7/14/20. Period. There was no description of the mechanism of injury. Period. He worked as a crane operator. Period. He had been working since the injury, but it seems to be irritating his right knee. Period. He denies ever having a problem with the right knee immediately before the injury at work. Period. However, he did have an injury to the right knee years ago that healed up nicely without any significant residual problems. Period. He had a history of left knee arthroscopy in 1986. Period. He admitted to having seen a chiropractor in the past, but denied having any similar symptoms prior to this current injury. Period. He stated he did go to the emergency department or urgent care after the incident supposedly occurred. Period. X-rays of the right knee showed mild joint space narrowing of the medial compartment. Period. In a lateral view, there was a small osteophyte in the superior aspect of the patella. Period. Clinical exam found equivocally positive McMurray's testing for medial joint line pain. Period. He had 1 plus laxity to valgus stress of the right knee with some medial-sided pain. Period. Range of motion on the right was from 5 to 125 degrees of flexion, but from 0 to 130 degrees on the left. Period. There was no effusion, but there was some tenderness along the medial joint line over the medial collateral ligament. Dr. Chern diagnosed him with medial collateral ligament sprain as well as primary osteoarthritis. Period. He wrote he had pre-existing degenerative joint disease as evidenced on x-rays that day. Period. He was begun on anti-inflammatory medications as well as activity modification. Period. Mr. Eustace followed up with Dr. Chern regularly over the next few months. Period. On 8/16/21, he reported his knee was feeling slightly better. Period. There was no light duty at work, so he had not been working. Period. Exam of the knee was from 0 to 130 degrees of flexion on this occasion. Period. He was referred for a course of physical therapy. Period. He saw Dr. Chern again on 9/13/21, having attended only about 4 therapy sessions. Period. However, his knee felt like it was progressing overall in terms of functioning and ability to bear weight. Period. Additional physical therapy was ordered. Period. At the last visit with Dr. Chern on 10/7/21, Mr. Eustace described his symptoms were really minimal. Period. His pain level was just about a 2/10. Period. He had been going to therapy, but had been out of work. Period. Exam found full extension to 0 degrees and full flexion to 130 degrees. Period. There was no tenderness along the medial collateral ligament or joint line. Period. Valgus stress placed on the knee revealed good stability. Period. Dr. Chern then discharged him from care to full duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. Mark Eustace evidently claimed to have injured his right knee at work on 7/14/21. Period. He was seen at an urgent care center on 7/22/21. who excused him from work through 7/25/21. Period, there was no description of a diagnosis or mechanism of injury. Period, he was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Chern on 7/26/21. Period, Mr. Eustace complained of right knee pain, but did not specify any mechanism of injury. Period, Dr. Chern elicited a history of a prior right knee injury years ago that healed up nicely. Period, he had also undergone left knee arthroscopy in 1986. Period, x-rays showed some degenerative joint disease of the knee. Period, of course, the physical therapy was rendered. Period, at his conclusion on 10/7/21, he described his pain level was only his pain level was minimal and 2/10. Period, clinical exam of the knee was normal. Period, Dr. Chern discharged him to full duty and maximum medical improvement. New paragraph, this case will be rated for a medial collateral ligament sprain with an addition of primary osteoarthritis of the right knee. Period, the latter obviously was not caused by the subject event of 7/14/21. Period, the knee sprain has fully resolved and did not leave him with any functional residuals. Period. This case will amount to 0% impairment at the right leg. Period. There were no substantive diagnostic studies to adjust further from this 0. Period. Similarly, he had full functionality, so that would not impact his overall rating. Period. Clinical exam was also normal upon discharge. Period. And that is the end.